Once upon a time, Maharaj Parikit, while engaged in hunting in the forest with bow and arrows, became extremely fatigued, hungry, and thirsty while following the stags. While searching for a reservoir of water, he entered the hermitage of the well-known Samika Rishi and saw the sage sitting silently with closed eyes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord is so kind to his pure devotees that in proper time he calls such devotees up to him and thus creates an auspicious circumstance for the devotee. Maharaj Parikit was a pure devotee of the Lord, and there was no reason for him to become extremely fatigued, hungry, and thirsty, because a devotee of the Lord never becomes perturbed by such bodily demands. But by the desire of the Lord, even such a devotee can become apparently fatigued and thirsty, just to create a situation favorable for his renunciation of worldly activities. One has to give up all attachment for worldly relations before one is able to go back to Godhead. And thus, when a devotee is too much absorbed in worldly affairs, the Lord creates a situation to cause indifference. The Supreme Lord never forgets his pure devotee, even though he may be engaged in so-called worldly affairs. Sometimes he creates an awkward situation, and the devotee becomes obliged to renounce all worldly affairs. The devotee can understand by the signal of the Lord, but others take it to be unfavorable and frustrating. Maharaj Parikit was to become the medium for the revelation of Srimad Bhagavatam by Lord Sri Krishna, as his grandfather, Arjuna, was the medium for the Bhagavad Gita. Had Arjuna not been taken up with an illusion of family affection by the will of the Lord, the Bhagavad Gita would not have been spoken by the Lord himself for the good of all concerned. Similarly, had Maharaj Parikit not been fatigued, hungry, and thirsty at this time, Srimad Bhagavatam would not have been spoken by Srila Sukadeva Goswami, the prime authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the prelude to the circumstances under which Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken for the benefit of all concerned. The prelude, therefore, begins with the words, "Once upon a time."